Good morning. It's a treat to see friends that I don't see at the 10 o'clock worship service. I miss the friends that I have at this service. I appreciate your time. I am part of the outreach group here at the cathedral, and the history of our group is long and it's broad. Our outreach goes to many other countries, including Belize. And our outreach here at home, I was informed this morning, which I didn't know, began the emergency shelter. So we have a good history of our relationship with our community and our communities abroad. Our opportunity now is one that I am hoping all the Anglican churches in our city will support and take advantage of. They have arranged a plan to match a city in Manitoba that is similar to ours. It's divided by a river. It has the same kind of difficulties for transportation and the same problems with homelessness, and they have a similar population. They have done the Road Home Project, which is building small individual homes, like little bachelor apartments, near bus stops and grocery stores. That's crucial because our homeless people don't have automobiles. And these are to be paid for half by the federal government and half by our church community. Our contribution would be $35,000. The federal government would match that. Social development would be involved. They are sort of the people who help care for the tenants who are there. And it would be our house. They would pay the rent and they would provide the money for the repairs, and they would make sure that the clients who were there were moving forward in their recovery. This will be explained in detail on Saturday, the 24th of March, in the church hall at 10 in the morning. It's a complicated process for me to explain in 2 minutes, so I won't even try, but I do hope that you'll be able to come because it's a wonderful opportunity for our city to demonstrate how we can really help the homeless through safety of their living conditions be able to get control of their lives again and be successful citizens. So I hope we can all help. Thank you very much.